Hello and good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us. This is the Q&A Thursday evening call. Ask a coach, get started, go deeper. Today is May the 13th, 2021. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my name is Annika Konstantin, and I'm a certified healing coach practitioner. And on behalf of the Healing Coach family, I welcome everybody to this call. Everything on this call is being recorded, and the recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is dralexanderlloyd.com under resources. Before we get started today, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Konstantin. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Coach process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Coach process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. All right. So again, welcome everybody. Thank you for being here. Now, I'm just going to explain very briefly how you can ask questions today. If you are calling in from the web call or from a phone, you can press star 2 on your keypad, which will raise your hand. If you're calling in from the web call, you also have the option of pressing the button that says raise hand. You should see a little hand symbol right there, the hand icon. If you are with us on the webcast, you should see a chat box or a Q&A box. Both are shown here on my computer screen, and I will be checking both of them regularly. So if you have a question and prefer to type your question instead of calling in, you can do that as well. Just type in your question and press submit, and I will then see your question here or your comment here on my screen, and I will then read your question or comment. All right. Before we get to the Q&A part of today's call, we are going to start our call, as always, with a universal healing code process, which I'll be guiding you in. So I hope that you're comfortable. And if you are new to this call, you can just follow alongside with me. I'm going to give you a few instructions to see if you would like to address a particular issue that perhaps has been a longstanding issue, or even something that is just bothering you right now or has come up today. So whatever the case may be, I would encourage you to just tune in to yourself and just see what feels most beneficial to you right now, and just let your intuition guide you in that. For those of you who have an issue that they would like to address, I'm going to guide you through a few steps right now, just so you can get the most out of our time together. Now, when you think of that issue, just rate it briefly on a scale from 1 to 10 to see how strong it bothers you, or how much it bothers you, how strong you feel it, and to just kind of give you also a baseline to see how much your issue budges once we get started, how much it moves. Now, when you think of your issue, just ask yourself, how does that make me feel? What am I experiencing internally? What's the negative emotion, belief, thought that I associate with this feeling? And just kind of tune into yourself and see what you're experiencing. And it's good to actually identify what you're feeling. So just see if it fits any of these, of the following negative emotions. I'm just going to be naming a few general ones. For example, fear, anxiety, sadness, anger. Things of that nature, and see if any of those ring true, which will actually help you identify earlier memories connected to that issue that you have identified. It could be something external. It could even be an emotional issue, whatever you are experiencing, physical, relational, related to success, whatever the case may be. And our emotion or internal feeling that we associate with that issue helps us determine the spiritual issue that is connected to that. Now, whatever you have been able to identify, again, rate that on a scale from 1 to 10. And now you may go ahead and go through one more step, which is to ask yourself if you can identify an earlier memory where you have felt the same set of negative emotions, feelings, beliefs, or thoughts, especially if it's a very early memory from your life. It would be best to find something perhaps where you are below 6 to 8 years old. So anything around that time would be amazing, because those tend to be more of the underlying and fundamental programming that we receive, especially as children. And we're not able to rationalize and filter out wrong information. So whatever we take in at that time tends to be hardwired into us. So just see if anything pops up at all. If no early memory pops up, you can also kind of briefly scan your teenage years, your young adult years, or even a little bit later, perhaps 10 or 20 years back, depending on your age, of course, and just see if anything pops up at all. Now, this is not supposed to take a lot of time, so if nothing pops up, please don't feel like you have to do a lot of digging. A lot of times the memories that are connected will pop up naturally. So sometimes that happens even while we are already doing the healing code, or sometimes even in our everyday lives, a memory may pop up. So that's a good indicator of what desires to be healed. So in any case, don't worry about it. If something came up wonderful, I would like to encourage you to address that in your personal prayer or request of your heart before we get started with the actual healing code. And if nothing popped up, just ask and pray that all memories that are connected to this issue be found and healed regardless, whether you remember what these memories are or not. All right, so I'm going to give you a moment to say a prayer or request of your heart regarding the issue that you have brought to the call today. Again, if you have not identified a particular issue, just pray that you will be open to receiving just exactly the healing, the love, the insight, the clarity that you need regarding whatever desires to be healed within you. And you can even state an intention of what you would like to experience more. Perhaps you are just desiring to feel more joy or peace or love or whatever the case may be. All right, I'm going to give you a minute and then I'm going to guide you in the Universal Healing Code. If you have not finished your prayer or request, feel free to continue praying, even as I say the prayer, or even while you do your healing code, whatever you feel most comfortable with. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your issue that you have identified in any memories, would be found open and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. All right. Let's get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Just allow yourselves to receive, to take in, and to release, to let go. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And you may rest your arms as we finalize this healing code. Allow yourself to take in the healing. You may even glance at your issue or the memory that you have identified and just see how you feel regarding that issue. Perhaps you're experiencing a little bit more peace or ease or whatever the case may be. And you may want to revisit the issue at a later time, if it's not at a 1 or 0. All right. And if you have some water handy, you can drink some water. All right, everybody. It's wonderful to be with you today. I just wanted to share a quick quote with you. Just to kind of also set, well, I just thought it was very fitting for the healing code as well and what we do with this wonderful work. And it's a quote by a Franciscan priest named Richard Rohr. And he said the following: God is as available and accessible as our breath itself. Our job is simply to both receive and give this life breath. We cannot only inhale and we cannot only exhale. We must breathe in and out, accept and let go. Let your breathing in and out for the rest of your life be your prayer to and from such a living and utterly shared God. So I hope that quote touches you as much as it touched me. It's truly, truly wonderful. All right. So I'm going to let you know again how you can ask questions today. Or, of course, if you would like to share comments or thoughts, that would be wonderful as well. Now, if you are with us on the web call or on the phone, you can just go ahead and press star 2 on your keypad, which will raise your hand. And I will then unmute your line and call out the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Or if I see your first name on my screen, I will call you out by your first name. If you're on the web call, you can also just press the hand icon that you see there, which will also raise your hand. Now, if you'd prefer to ask your question by submitting it in written form, you can do so either on the Q&A chat box or the actual chat box, and both will appear here on my computer screen, and I will check them regularly to see if you have submitted anything. But in any case, you can go ahead and get started with your question if you have any, or any comments, of course. In the meantime, I'm just going to repeat that quote because I think it's very profound, and perhaps it would be good to hear it a second time just to let it sink in. And of course, if you're not a believer in God, or if that word, you know, rings any, or kind of you have bad associations with that word, because I know it is a loaded word for many people, just replace it with a word that rings true for you. It could be love, it could be life, it could be your higher power, whatever feels most comfortable for you personally. I'm going to read the original quote. God is as available and accessible as our breath itself. Our job is simply to both receive and give this life breath. We cannot only inhale and we cannot only exhale. We must breathe in and out, accept and let go. Let your breathing in and out for the rest of your life be your prayer to and from such a living and utterly shared God. Again, this is by Richard Rohr. Wonderful writer, has a lot of wonderful books written on the topics of spirituality and love and God. All right, I do see a caller whose number ends in 4058. 4058, I'm going to unmute your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, my husband called in last week. This is Lori.
Hello, Lori.
We're on a three-way call. I'm still in hospital, but I just wanted to thank you so much for the prayer and the code last week. It did make me feel special, and the kind of things that you said were good for me, and I just wanted to let you know that and give you a quick update, because I'm still suffering with all this fluid retention. But they also think that I'm experiencing heart failure, and they sent me to the nearest heart institute, which did an angiogram to see if there's blockages in my arteries, and it turns out there's no blockages, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if that had anything to do with the codes. To have,
wow,
like,
yeah.
The technician's like, you have beautiful arteries. So I thought that was cute that he said that.
Well, Lori, thank you so much for calling in and for updating us. And I'm sorry to hear that you're still in the hospital, but I'm very happy to continue to keep you in my prayers, my personal prayers, and my absolute pleasure and privilege to do a healing code for you. And you know, it could very well be, because we did address the humility category last time, and that, you know, as you know or may know, that it has also to do with the heart, so
right.
may have had an effect on that as well. So yeah, I hope, how are you feeling? Are you doing a little bit better, or how is your condition in general?
Very small improvement. Mm-hmm. But when they're giving me like a diuretic intravenously, and it does help flush out a bit. But then every time I eat, it seems like the fluid all comes back, mm-hmm. which is very frustrating. It's like one step forward, one step back.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really get mobility back while all this fluid retention's there. And it's to the point where I can't even hold my body up to sit up. So I have to get the nurses to put pillows behind me to prop me up. And that's the way it was at home before I decided to go to hospital. So, and it's very stressful for me. I don't know if you're aware that I had a lot of medical trauma in my past. And like I was molested by a when I was 14 years old by a male orderly, and last night I was, or two nights ago, I was assigned a male nurse, and so that was a trigger for me. So I've asked them to not do that, you know, so but we'll have to see, because sometimes they only have male nurses and not enough female staff. But there's other traumas too, so hopefully those are getting healed. Jim got a custom trilogy from Johanna, and
wonderful.
So anytime a memory comes up, we make sure we include that in the process.
Well, Lori, I'm sorry to hear about that trauma that you've suffered, and I just really hope and pray that you will feel that you are safe and that you're cared for by all these caretakers, and that you're in good hands. And we all will continue to pray for you and lift you up in prayer and with our coding. So, well, thank you very much for updating us. And do you have any questions at all, or
not at the moment? But we might do a raise hand again.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
All right, Lori. Thank you for calling in. I'm gonna close your line. All right. Let's see if we have any other questions. Okay, I do see a message from Henry, and Henry says, thank you for sharing that beautiful quote with us, making us realize, or realizing our existence is a prayer. Well, that's a very beautiful thought as well. Thank you, Henry, for sharing that. All right, so I see a caller whose number ends in 5446. 5446. I'm going to open your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Patricia.
Hello, Patricia. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Annika. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, I must say, I have a couple of things to share. One of them is I was just absolutely wiped out today. So I did the code kind of lying down on my couch, and I did get through it. And I remember putting my hands on my chest at the end, and after that I must have fallen asleep.
Oh,
and
wow.
I woke up during, I'm glad to hear Lori's voice.
Yeah.
And, anyway, I wanted to do the custom code that you had done on her behalf last week, and I went onto the site, it was more than 24 hours after that on Friday, and I didn't see it yet. So I was just wondering, and then during the week, I just stayed with the humility code, because as we had discussed, it works for, you know, the edema, the lymphatic, I think, system, and it worked for her issues. So I just mentioned her in my humility category coding, and then I went on to it today, and I saw it was posted. But I'm wondering, what day is it posted, the recording from the Thursday night?
Well, actually, it should have been posted right away, but it's good that you mentioned that, because then I'm going to go and check here in our system to see if everything's enabled for the replay to be posted.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually, after a call, go and check and just make sure that it is posted and take care of that. So thank you for pointing that out. Yes.
And it's not too late to start that code either.
Exactly.
I'm sure, because I didn't do it initially.
Yes.
Actually, this week will be my last one of the 12. Anyway, I'll work something out. And I wanted to share with you that during the coding this week, I had another insight. Now I forgot what it was. I'm so tired. Oh, I remember now. And it's very ironic, because I still had a large drink of Coca-Cola yesterday, and I'm very affected. That's why I'm so wiped out today. I cannot handle this. I cannot handle the caffeine well. But I had it with a dinner, a meal. A friend took me out, and I had it, and I enjoyed every sip of it. But today, and then I also worked a lot in his apartment because I'm helping clean up. So that's also why I was kind of wiped out. But the Coke didn't help. Because it makes you stay, you know, then you can't sleep and you don't get a good night's sleep. And, of course, you're going to be wiped out. So it's all like a vicious circle. But it was so interesting because during some of the coding, I got to a place where I realized during the coding that I said to myself, oh, this is what I drink Coke for, to come to whatever realization it was I got, to this place of peace or understanding or depth or something. I said, wow, I don't really need to drink Coke because now I understand this on my own without having to get that boost, that lift. So that was really a great insight. But then I wasn't planning on having the Coke, but, you know, they kind of offered it limited choices in this place where he took me.
Mm-hmm.
And I did give in, but it'd be interesting to know if I could have used just a little bit of willpower and not had it, because I didn't feel that craving for it, and I didn't have any today, certainly. And I had that wonderful, wonderful insight about, wow, you know, this is why I drink Coke, and now I don't really need to, because I understand whatever it is I'm drinking it for without having to drink it. Because, you know, I drink it for, I guess there must be, I mean, it's a very unconscious thing. But when I was doing the code, as I've mentioned before, it slows down your thinking so that you can look at you can examine your thinking, and you can examine what's going on with you. That's the beauty of the codes, one of the many wonderful things about the codes, is you can examine what's going on in your own consciousness that you need to address. So when I saw that, I thought, oh, wow, that's really an important insight. So I was a little disappointed in myself that I went and had the darn Coke, because it, you know, had such an effect on me. I couldn't really do anything today, anything. And I had a lot of different chores that I wanted to. I couldn't. I mean, I tried. I didn't get anything done. Other than, you know, get dressed, showered, and make the bed. So hopefully tomorrow will be better, because hopefully is a good word, because then today I went and had chocolate, another caffeine thing. So because I thought maybe if I had a little chocolate, I'd be able to do something, but it didn't really work that way too much. I really just need a proper night's sleep. At least I did give up the cough. The coffee I'm not doing. That I managed to give up, but all these other things are not helping me either. Anyway, so progress is interesting. It's there, but it's not totally consistent. But I'm still doing the coding twice a day, although that's morphed a little too now. Because before I was using the evening coding as a reward. No, I was using watching my show on my series show as a reward for doing the evening coding, but now sometimes I've been kind of too tired to even watch my evening show, and I just go to bed, but then I do the coding in bed, which I feel is better than nothing, and also it helps me go to sleep that one or two nights, because I was just too tired to even watch a show, so I coded and then I went to sleep, which was really a lot better. That's how it should be. That's how I should, you know, code and go to sleep, and you're fine. But I have this struggle with discipline to do the right thing for my health. And, you know, so you end up paying. But, you know, I know what's best for me, but I don't always do it. It's like in the Bible they say that, I think. they actually do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all about balance in the end. I don't know. And you know, sometimes I think it's good to indulge a little, but of course, you know, it's all about that balance, and I don't think there's not one, you know, right way for everybody. It's kind of a very personal thing. Very individual, exactly. So
I've never met a doctor who told me I shouldn't have caffeine, and I've known this for decades, that I just shouldn't have caffeine. But nobody has ever said boo about it, because it is an individual thing, and doctors are looking at a generic body, I think, you know, the body of people. And we're very individual, and we know our bodies much better than any doctor does. So, I mean, sometimes they're good. You certainly I wouldn't not go to one if I needed it, but they don't know everything is all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sorry I interrupted.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. But, yeah, I love that insight that you got. That was very, Very
me
wonderful.
Too. That yes. meant a lot to mm-hmm. me, actually. So I should not consider this a wasted week, because that was a really mm-hmm. valuable insight, really valuable. Mm-hmm. And hopefully at some point I'll have the sense to really look at it again mm-hmm. and maybe even have it again or realize that I don't need – what am I drinking this stupid Coke for, a lift that – you know, is a spiritual quality, a God-given quality of the insight mm-hmm. to know that, you know, I don't remember specifically to put in words what the insight was, but all I knew was I got to a certain point where I realized, oh, I don't have to drink. This is why I drink Coke, to learn this or to know, mm-hmm. to feel this mm-hmm. or to know this.
Right.
So I think that was some kind of progress, you know.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for all the progress I make with the codes. I totally am. I mean, I can't. It's hard to believe that this exists as a gift, because there were so many decades when I didn't have the right tool, you know, the right go-to instrument to make spiritual progress, mm-hmm. or I didn't know that I did. I suppose if I had really had some discipline, I would have prayed my heart out more often, mm-hmm. and that might have worked to some degree, but I really feel that, you know, the mechanism of sending the energy the way Dr. Alex has described really makes you realize that something is truly happening. You're not just begging God for favors, but you're
right.
you're working with Him. You're mm-hmm. working with God, and I really totally appreciate that. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're doing the work yourself. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so I hope I'm always grateful and realize that the codes are such a wonderful tool, because they have been for me.
Yeah. Yeah, they truly are a gift. They really are.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're, yeah. I would say, the most valuable tool in my toolbox.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I am grateful for these calls. I almost wasn't going to call. I was so tired. But then I thought, no, this is nuts to avoid. This is a very valuable part of my week.
Mm-hmm.
So I did call.
Well,
have
thank
you, heard
you for
any,
calling in. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. Have you heard any more from Linda? Because I have been also meaning to call her. But, I was just so tired lately.
No, I haven't heard anything from her. I do not have my schedule right now. But, you know, since we're sharing between the both of us to host these calls, so she will be on soon. But but I haven't heard anything specific
yeah.
from her. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm going to try and give her a call. I need to get my energy up, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, thank you so much. And I'll end my little speech for now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Patricia.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
All right. I forgot to mention, I'm just going to say that quickly, Patricia, I actually checked the replay, and it should now be on the page. However, should you go and, if Lori, if you're still on the phone as well, if you go to our page, which is dralexanderlloyd.com, and then you go to resources, and there it should be posted. Now, if you do not find it, please do send me an email, and I will be very happy to send you the link. But it should definitely be there, and the replay is enabled, so it should definitely be able, or you should be able to listen to it again, and also for doing the custom code for Lori that we did last week, which will of course still be good for some time. All right, let's see if we have any other question or comments. None in the chat. And let's check if we have any other callers calling in. All right, if you have any other questions, let me know by raising your hand or just submitting your question. And I'm going to be on the line for a few more moments. All right, everybody. If you do not have any more questions, let's end our call for today. We will be back here next Thursday at the same time. So that's going to be May the 20th, next Thursday. And thank you so much for being here. I want to wish everybody a wonderful, blessed rest of the week and a blessed evening, of course. Especially Lori, I'll keep you in my prayers and we'll all be praying for you and doing the healing code for you. And may you continue to get much, much better. And I wish you a speedy and complete recovery. I'm going to open the lines if you would like to say goodbye. And God bless you, everybody. Until next time.
Okay. Thank you so much, Annika. And good night, everybody. Good night, Lori.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.